Tell Me Something Happy Before I Go to Sleep by Joyce Dunbar. Willa was tired, so Willa went to bed. She lay with her pillow this way, and that way, and another way, but Willa couldn't sleep.
Willoughby, called Willa, are you there?
Yes, answered Willoughby, I'm here.
I can't sleep, said Willa.
Why can't you sleep? Asked Willoughby.
I'm afraid, said Willa.
What are you afraid of? Asked Willoughby.
I'm afraid that I might have a bad dream, said Willa.
Well, think of something happy, then you won't have a bad dream, said Willoughby.
So Willa tried to think of something happy, but she couldn't.
Willoughby, called Willa, are you still there?
Yes, answered Willoughby, I'm still here.
What can I think of that's happy? Asked Willa.
Oh, lots of things, said Willoughby.
Tell me something happy before I go to sleep.
Willoughby thought for a moment.
Then he said, Willa, look under your bed. So Willa leaned over and looked under the bed.
What do you see? Asked Willoughby.
I see my chicken slippers, said Willa.
That's right, said Willoughby. And do you know what your chicken slippers are doing?
No, said Willa. I don't.
They are waiting. Just waiting for nobody's feet but yours.
Good, said Willa. That's happy. What else?
What do you see on the chair? Asked Willoughby.
I see my blue and white jumpsuit, said Willa.
Do you know what your jumpsuit is doing? Said Willoughby.
No, said Willa, I don't.
It is longing, just longing for tomorrow, when you will jump out of bed to put it on.
Good, said Willa. That's happy. What else?
Willoughby picked Willa up in his arms and padded softly downstairs to the kitchen. He opened the larder door.
What do you see on the shelves? Asked Willoughby.
I see bread and honey and oats and milk and apples, said Willa.
That's right, said Willoughby, all waiting to be made into breakfast for you and me to share.
Oh, good, said Willa. That's happy. What else?